Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Fat Guy Radio Show for January 2018. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the green milk-giving monster that lives on the side of the mountain with Hans Gruber Solo.
It's not Han Solo. Oh, my God. I am going to kill you.
I saw the movie. I saw the big Star Wars movie with the spaceships that go in and go vroom, and then just sit there.
And yet you still can't get character names right.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
They even said his name in the movie.
His name, the movie was, Luke Walker of the Piston Orioles.
No, it's Luke Walton. Luke
Walton, head coach of the Phoenix Suns.
No, Lakers.
And spoiler alert.
He dies.
They get milk out of the green monster on the side of the mountain.
A.K.A. Corey.
I mean, was it the monster?
Is that what's all over your shirt?
Was the monster, giving milk? Was it its breast? Or was it its, you know,
it's his udder. It's a udder, just like a cow. Okay,
It was a space cow. There was space movies and stuff. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to Michele Escalante off of the Facebook there. Yeah. And off the Twitter, she's chiming in for the first time in 2018.
I'm not a fan, but I was dragged from the husband.
Okay, so let's get this right now. It's the first year.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, your cousin can't type.
But you can't just start blurting out mouth.
My bad. Facebook, Michelle Escalante, who cannot type, says, I'm not a fan either, but I was dragged from the husband and kids. LOL. Because she can't type.
That's my cousin.
Hey, but your cousin can't type. She must get it from you. She must be on your black side.
No, what? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. I'm sorry.
Oh, she sent you something.
this in off of the Twitter, it is Martha Moo, what it do off the Twitter.
Hey, babe.
Oh, it's hey, babe now?
Hey, girl.
And Lady K has joined us. She has prepared herself outside of the virtual studios there to come in, and she said that she was going to be wearing something kind of nice for her entrance for the first of 2018. So let's see if we can get her
some pasties.
I don't know if it's pasties or if she was just going to be coming dressed as the New Year's baby.
Oh, snaps. Looking like Janet Jackson at the halftime show.
Looking like Janet Jackson on the halftime show or possibly the Michelin Man. We don't know. Either or, she's excited to come in. So there she is. Oh, there she is. There's Lady K. She just worked with she. Look, she's still got her New Year's sparkler. Oh, look where she's got a sparkler in it. Oh, who knew a woman could put a sparkler in there? She looks beautiful. Oh, I hope she doesn't sit down. She might start a brush fire. There she is.
Oh, hey.
Nobody wants.
And then get ready because we got to welcome him back straight off the Facebook.
Back in for the first of 2018. Are we going to give it now? We got to get it in?
Yes, we get it in. Get it in.
All right, we're ready.
Off the Facebook, Jim Armato.
Jim Armato.
Says, Happy New Year's, everybody. Welcome back, Philippius.
Hey, one is going to know what this means at the opening of the show, but Lady K, to your last tweet where you thought I thought something, I'll just say this. I like to ride Michelin tires.
Ooh.
Oh, we got a call coming in. I'm sorry. Hung up on it.
It wasn't important. It was no space cow.
It wasn't important.
It was no Hans Gruber Solo.
Okay, I saw the movie. I took the little guy.
Okay.
And we went and we saw
the
Star Wars movie. You know what? We actually did think and consider for all of 3 seconds for him to go. But there was some instances earlier in the day that I thought that our plans to go see the movie were going to be set awry. You know how I am a planner. I have said it over and over, 110%, that I am a planner. And when I plan certain things, I've already mapped out in my mind the drive time, even the time it takes for me to go down the stairs, put my shoes on, put the key fob in my pocket, start the car up, how much time it takes for my garage door to open up now that it's opening again. That's another story.
Didn't even know that.
Boy, I tell you, when we're gone for 2.5 years, when we come back, things change.
Yeah.
I am a garage door mechanic now, certified by no one. So me and the little guy went and saw the Hans Gruber movie with the flying spaceships and the dead lady that floated out into space until we thought that she was dead at it and found out she wasn't dead at it. She flew back in because she stretched out her hand because she had the force.
Whoa.
Or she passed gas, one or the other. I don't know what happened.
Whoa. Spoilers much?
And look, the movie has been out for how long now? If you have not seen the
It's been out for less than a month.
If you haven't seen the Star Planet movie, I'm sorry. Everybody has seen it. The spoilers are everywhere. I'm not a spoiler alert. Everybody has seen the movie, or everybody has tripped over a spoiler alert. And here's spoiler alert. The cows on the side of the mountain give out green milk, not blue milk.
Exactly.
Sorry, I had to break it to you.
And Luke loves his green milk. He loves his colored milk.
And all I can say is that I want one of those lifesavers that they fight with, the lifesavers.
Lightsaber.
What are they?
It's a lightsaber.
They had spaceships and stuff.
I'm going to murder this dude by the end of the show.
So I want one of those lightsabers so that I can put one next to Philippius's chair. So when he pisses me off, I can use the force to turn it and turn it on and cut you in two, and you just fall over.
Yeah, make sure spoilers you don't chop my much? Hand off.
What? There can't be spoilers. The movie's been out for 13 years.
Some people ain't rich like you, white boy.
I didn't even go and see it until, thank you very much for calling me white, by the way. I can't wait to go see it. I waited till like 3 weeks to go see it.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I went
because you waited 3 weeks to see it in protest.
No.
Yeah.
It's very well documented on the show. Hello, listener Gail, Happy New Year. That I don't go see movies on opening weekend because I don't want to deal with the crowd.
Of course.
But I want to talk more about this movie because I realized going to this movie, number one, I only went because my kid wanted to see it.
Uh-huh.
And number two, because I wanted to use my AMC StubHub's premier membership gold star rating.
I can't see in the regular theater.
No, what is so lovely is that let me tell you what this is. Don't worry about monitoring the level over there. We'll do it over here. When you are an AMC StubHub Premier member like I am, you don't have time to stand in lines. No! Lines are for common people. When I do have to stand in a teeny-weeny little line, I want that line to be lined with gold velvet ropes. And that's exactly what AMC does for me, because I'm Corey Bliss, and I'm an AMC Premier member. off the Twitter, Mata Martha just calls me bougie ass.
The only line Corey knows about is cocaine.
And that's actually what.
It is not radio.
That's why his voice gets so high, because he has a deviated septum.
Oh, well, I actually do have a deviated septum, but that has nothing to do with cocaine. This isn't the radio. This is the radio in the 80s.
Deviated rectum.
Deviated rectum.
You have a deviated rectum.
Yes. I don't think there's any orifice in his body that's not deviated.
When you're as big as me, everything takes the deviation.
He has deviated fingertips.
Where's my pad? It's 2018.
It's the one that you threw over here at me, or what?
Is it the one you threw at me?
No, I should have. Okay, it's 2018 and the wheels are already falling off. No, you have a green one. Lip, you have one that smells like churros.
Hold up. Whoa. Who been riding in my pad?
This one looks like your...
Hold up. Oh, no, these are mine.
Lip, this one is yours,
I almost went off on somebody who was riding in my pad.
We are all over the place.
Those are my notes.
So I used my AMC Premier membership
AMC Premier membership bougie points.
It worked. It is bougie because I don't have time to stand in lines. Thank you. You guys are very helpful. Just leaving me out there.
Say what?
Yep. New year, new me.
Oh, by the way, did I mention it's 2018?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Happy New Year, everybody. Oh.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome, welcome. Happy Hunger Games. And may the odds be ever in your favor. Now, before we begin, we have a very special film brought to you all the way from the Capitol.
War. Terrible war. Widows, orphans, a motherless child. This was the uprising that rocked our land. 13 districts rebelled against the country that fed them, loved them, protected them. Brother turned on brother until nothing remained. And then came the peace, hard fought, sorely won. A people rose up from the ashes and a new era was born. But freedom has a cost. When the traitors were defeated, we swore as a nation we would never know this treason again. And so it was decreed that each year the various districts of Pan Am would offer up in tribute one young man and woman to fight to the death in a pageant of honor, courage, and sacrifice. The lone victor, bathed in riches, would serve as a reminder of our generosity and our forgiveness. This is how we remember our past. This is how we safeguard our future.
I just love that.
It must be true, 'cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Why go to anybody else's shot?
Thank you. Now my screen is messed up. Okay, jerk.
I'm not the only one dancing, and it's just my shot.
No, I told you there's a delay. I told you about the delay.
I've been dancing for 10 minutes.
I pressed lip shot. It's on lip shot. And now my computer, it won't even show me anything.
Oh, now it's all messed up. All right, figure it out.
You hit the board, and now I'm in a power saving mode I can't get out of.
Well, you're the only one everybody can see right now.
We're going to do the show on lip because I can't see anything on my computer. My screen is gone.
Hey, Lip.
Yeah.
How you doing? It's the Lip Show. All right, just look at Lip until DJ figures that out. Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in the 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. Yeah! I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there. And also our, everybody's seeing everything now. Yeah! We'll get it together. All right, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Philippius. And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor. For our live viewers who's getting an extra punch right now, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook Live. Hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Echo. Echo and other Alexa devices let you instantly connect to Alexa to play music, control your smartphone, get information, news, weather, and more using your voice. You don't have to have the Amazon Echo in your hands to use it. With its far-field voice control, Alexa is just a hello away. Get your hands on what many are calling Amazon's greatest innovation, the Amazon Echo. Click the special Amazon Echo banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com today. Amazon, so easy, The smile on the side of the box sings to you now. And remember to do all your personal and business Amazon shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And we thank you for doing so. All right.
I was literally switching. Okay. And your Genghis Kong, King Kong hands smashed the board. Hold on. Let me go to all shots so everyone can see.
Oh, now he wants to switch the shot.
I was switching shots. So I was like, oh, Liv is dancing. And I had the funniest freaking switch that was going to go. From Lip, because I wasn't dancing. I was the only one not dancing. It's right. Going to go you dancing, uh-huh. Lip dancing, and then me looking like Lip all the time. And I was like, oh, this is going to be freaking hilarious. And you're like, don't go to anybody else, huh? Go to anybody else. And I had pressed Lip shot, but it had that delay on it.
Yeah, Lip, I don't want to blow up right now, but feel free to monitor those levels anytime you want.
Yeah, I'm screaming back here just so you help. But there's that delay. I pressed it.
We don't have a delay in studio. The Facebook has a delay.
No, both screens have the delay.
The switcher has a delay now?
The switcher had the delay.
Everybody just saw the switcher. Well, whatever the hell happened over there,
because
the switcher went out.
When you hit the table, it knocked out my feed.
So and, ham hands blew out
the monitor. The monitor screw in the back was...
Oh.
New year, new me. It was loose.
You need the tablet now?
20 minutes in. All right. It was freaking loose, and you knocked it out, and it just sent my whole thing into a power saving mode that I could not come out of.
Everybody's tweeting in, reboot.
Like, oh my God. I turned the monitor off 4 to 5 times and kept bringing up that power saving mode because I had nothing there.
So to pull the curtain back a little bit, we have little 7-inch
Oh my God.
I wonder if the new monitors have anything to do with it.
Oh, it's your fat hands.
You should have just switched it. I wasn't doing this for 20 minutes.
I switched it.
I was getting switched. And it didn't switch?
There's a delay.
How long is it? But I looked up and I was doing this for 20 minutes.
And I had already switched it and it was going. I had it on smooth.
The delay isn't.
It was on smooth. It wasn't on cut. That's my fault. I'll put the curtain back. It was on smooth, not on a cut. So that's why it was taking even longer.
So it's on cut now.
It's on smooth.
Smooth, it's on cut now.
But even the cut had a delay.
Smooth takes a long time because it's smooth.
Exactly.
Cut is really quick and fast and happens when the kid is like 3 days old.
Exactly. You cut him.
What?
Cut that bitch.
What? Well, are you just
we can say bitch.
Yes, we can. Welcome to New Year, everybody. Isn't it great? Aren't you glad you tuned in? This is what happened when you guys make us come in at 7. Whose idea was this?
Corporate.
We have no corporation. We barely have a company with net neutrality in
corporate.
Place. Out of place.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm glad you're here. Lip Systems were having all kind of problems and everything else before the show started. We're trying to tape the show. Me and Jim Amato were sitting around playing with the new monitors last week, and he said everything sounded good. Probably everything sounds like crap now. Sorry, Amato. But that's not what we're here for.
No, it's not.
No.
We're on at 7 o'clock now,
and Jake,
boys.
I'm pretty sure you're not a pro, so you can shut up.
Okay.
Jake Woods off the Facebook.
Thank you very much. Can you give us that before you give us the comment? Because we don't know what you mean. And the people
Jake
that don't...
Woods says off the Facebook, sup, fam?
Why doesn't he listen?
And then Jake Woods says off the Facebook, true pros. Jake Woods says off the Facebook, I love watching you pros at work. Ha, 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 that F-bomb, dude.
You know what?
I'm sorry. And then Jim off the Facebook. You guys, thank you, Jim. We do sound great, don't we?
Thank you, Jim.
We love you, Jim.
Appreciate that.
F you, Jake Woods.
Yeah, you can screw Jake Woods because guess where you are and where you're not.
Salty. Oh,
nice.
Salty. Madam Martha off the Twitter wants to know, why did the time change? Well, Madam Martha, that's an easy answer.
Because you stopped showing up.
No. It's been like this for 3 years.
We did this to help you out.
We've been doing this since 7 o'clock. We've just been telling you guys it's 7:30. No, I'm kidding. We changed the time because the network believes that 7 p.m. is more marketable than 7:30. And we also want to move up 30 minutes so that I can go and catch the Big O and Dukes replay.
And I can go to bed earlier.
And Lip can go to bed early because Lip is now aged into... a old father. And by the way, yes, Philippius is back.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's back.
Welcome back.
We are happy to see that he is back in studio. Gee, we missed him at the end of the year. It's like we haven't seen him for what, 3.5 months, 4 months or so?
Something like that.
But I had a really bad ear infection.
Yeah. He couldn't hear nothing.
Can't produce a show if you can't hear.
Well, you can, but he can't.
Well, I did that one time.
Yes, you did. You can't produce the show if you can't hear. You just have to read the braille of the show. I don't know how that worked, but it worked that way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Jim, shut up. Don't even read that comment.
Jim Armato off of Facebook says, you guys are cutting into Will and Grace.
We are your Will and Grace, Jim.
Put that mug on DVR.
Jim Armato.
I don't know why I find that so funny that we're cutting into
Will. I actually find that hilarious.
I love the fact that this show is interactive, and I know that I've gotten a couple of tweets and Facebook messages from people that say, you know, it's kind of hard when we're just listening to the audio. Well, bitch, go watch the video.
You'll be Facebook
able,
for you.
Yeah, but
bitch, go watch the video.
You know, go watch the video. It's
bitch.
There. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
there.
Bitch.
But Lip is back. Lip, we are glad and happy that you are back from your unexpected time off.
Yes. Did you? Never mind.
No, he did not enjoy his time off. You are such a radio ass.
It wasn't a vacation.
Did you enjoy your time off from your traumatic life experience?
I'm sorry.
How was the water on the River Styx that you and your life floated down?
I was Spence Creek, bro.
Was the casket shiny?
Oh, no.
There was no casket.
I mean, come on, DT. Did you enjoy your time off in emotional distress?
How many beers did you and the Grim Reaper throw back?
Are you still angry inside because of what your parents did to you on your time off?
How are you and your uncle now?
Are you still afraid of wandering fingers?
Always have been.
Oh, can you look at tamales the same?
Are you still afraid of pitting olives?
Yes. I love olives. Pits.
DT, you're such a hack. So did you enjoy your... Oh, wait.
Never mind. Sorry.
He was not going
on
vacation.
I know he wasn't. And at first, I forgot why he was gone. And then, I was in the halfway saying, and I was like, wait, nope, that's the wrong thing to say. It was not a good thing to say.
But it was halfway out before
it was already there, and I was like,
oh,
no.
So you were off on...
I was on delay. I was on delay.
Now his headphones on delay.
My mind was on delay.
So,
hey, what's that vision call? What was that vision call?
I don't understand.
Diminished vision, or what was it? I forgot. That your condition, did you have?
I don't have any condition.
The reason why you have the eye, the glasses that have the glare on the... Because you don't want...
Because my eyes get tired.
Vision fatigue.
Yeah, I had eye fatigue.
I had eye fatigue right there.
Mental fatigue, too. Philippians was gone for a family emergency issue, and you wanted to know...
Let's move on! We got more show to go to! Lip, how you doing, man?
How was your trauma?
How about them Cardinals, man? The Seahawks lost.
How was
Cardinals,
your trauma, man? Lip?
That was a good thing, right?
How was your family
Feliz
emergency?
Feliz cumpleaños, Feliz Navidad. That's a thing, right? Can we move on?
Did anybody die that I should know about?
This ain't 2016, bro.
How was your time off?
You guys are mean. It's a new year. Stop being mean to me, bro. Look, I'm not all here right now, man. Man, I ain't do no cocaine today, bro. Dang,
hey. Man. All right.
Hey.
So, Lip, how was your time off?
Hey, ring-a-ding-ding, Lip. Hey, nice to see you back from your little trauma, man. How's it going? Hope they didn't break your thumbs.
Did your fishing pole break? I don't know.
Hey, you look like someone just kicked your dog. How was it? Hey. Oh, okay. How we just going to cut it?
Yeah, that's it. Lips back.
You jerk.
Lips back.
Yes, back.
All right, sorry. DT sent me on that tangent because he has diarrhea of the mouth. All right, so... Lip is back. Yes. He had some time off. We missed him at the end of the year.
Yes.
Sad time off. Sorry about that, bro. Hope everything's good.
Sad time off. Yes. I guess you have a message for everybody on the way back. For those that may or may not have caught the last episode of the show, I don't know why you wouldn't have, but people trip over the show every once in a while on the iTunes and on the Stitcher Radio and TuneIn app and wherever else this show is located. And So I set it up last week where our last show, live show, before the Socken in 2018, where we had an unfortunate incident where Lip wasn't able to be at the show at the last minute. It was last minute. Everything was last minute. We were scrambling. D-Tay was sick. I was sick. D-Tay, I'm sorry, little D set in. He's sick in the head, but he was still here. But I didn't let on to why Philippius was not here because I wanted to allow him to handle that or however he chooses to handle it. So, Lip, I give you the floor as to your message to everybody that why you were out last week or the week before.
First, I want to say thank you to everybody who either prayed or had me in your thoughts while I was going through what I was going through.
Yes.
It was pretty heavy on the heart situation. The good thing is everything is fine now. I will go to more in detail about what actually happened on an Afterburner show because it's more of a better story to go on the Afterburner versus here because I have other things that I want to talk about that go along with that situation I went through.
And that's fair enough. Now, I don't want to get the emails and the tweets about people saying, oh, why can't he share the story on the Thursday show?
Sex change.
His choice. His choice. Just like the choice that I made for my surgery story. Surgery story was never discussed on Thursday. Nope. The surgery story was discussed on Afterburn.
Just like the stories I save for all the Afterburns.
Yeah. Especially that one story that we never talked about on here. Like that time.
Oh, that was a good one.
No, that time that Lip had a very, very sad thing happen to his family and you wanted to know how his time was.
Shut up, bro. Dang. Are you not going to let me live this down? Like, this is going to be the thing. Like, oh, hey, remember that time that dude dog died? And you say, hey, how was the dog's funeral? Was it good? Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Was it a big casket? Was it a small casket? Was it a big dog? Was it a small dog?
If it will fit. The title of the show may be, how's your time off?
Shut up. I hate you.
Wow.
I hate this guy so much. Like, why did I even come in today?
Because,
why did I come in
because
today?
Because you love me.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You do, and your contract on the Burger King napkin says you have to.
No. I'm going to go ahead and, like,
blow your nose. Blow your nose on that.
I'm restructuring my contract, a.k.a. using a toilet paper.
All right, let's take a quick step back right here. And on the other side of this break, a new wrinkle in the Mama Blaze and Miss Margie saga that bled over into Christmas. We'll talk more about it. And Lip, I'm going to need a lot more in my microphone. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show with someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
We are sorry,
so sorry,
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 we'll never do it again.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target wants to help you be the best you in the new year. Through our Target banner, you can save up to 20% off Galam yoga equipment, 20% off Exhilaration clothing, and if you sign up for an exclusive Target Red Card, every purchase made through fatguyradioshow.com/Target, you'll save 5% on your order. Remember, Target lets you order online and pick up at your favorite Target store or have it delivered to your door. No matter which way you choose during checkout, always get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. Alrighty, welcome back to the Showdy. Whoa, 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 whoa. And we love to do this. We love to spotlight our first-time live streamers.
Yes. Off the Facebook. I want to shout out Ben McDaniel. Awesome last name, by the way.
Yes. It's got a Mick in front of it.
Hey, it still says Daniel.
You're not McDaniel Taylor.
Hey, I actually, you know, that's kind of cool. When I eat McDonald's, I'm Mick, whatever you want me to be.
All right. Mick Lovin. Hey.
Ben, you threw me off with that one. Shut up, you jerk. Shout out to Ben McDaniel off the Facebook. Hi, first time I've listened live. So he is a fatnatic. Yeah! Now he's a live fatnatic. Yeah! So thank you for joining us, Ben.
Yes.
And apparently he knows Jim.
Of course, because Jim Amato is the man. He is the marketing machine of all marketing machines.
Hey, I'm all happy.
It's
going to
be really expensive for us to do a live show out in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
That's where Amato is.
Mm. That'd be
is
nice.
Is it Armato or Amato?
Amato.
Amato.
It's like tomato without a T.
Tomato, tomato.
So
I don't know. Let's find out.
You guys say it with the R.
No, there's not. It's not our motto. It's Amato.
But I keep hearing an R.
What's the motto with you?
Jim Amato.
Are you happy now, Lip?
Yes.
Thank you.
He just he's Mexican. He puts R's on everything. Arr!
I'm Corey Blears.
Daniel. There have an R in there. Corey.
There is a Corey. It's Daniel.
We have not gotten to a damn thing on today's show. Not one thing.
We don't need to. It's the first show back. Ease into
it. I know,
it.
But I don't want to ease into it. I want to ram into it like a bush in the side
like
a of
virgin
a...
on prom night.
I want to ram into it like those flying space trucks ran into the when they came out of teleportation devices when they went to see the Carrie Fisher dead lady.
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no. I want to ram into this show like that lady did when she threw the last ship into hyperdrive because...
Ooh.
It had
ooh,
no
that
more
was
gas in it.
That's not what happened.
That is what happened. It was out of gas, so she used the last bit of gas to go hyperspeed.
No, that's not what happened.
That is what happened.
That is not what happened.
What happened?
You did not watch the movie. You saw the movie.
You know what? You
didn't comprehend the movie.
No, you know what?
You still think that Hans Gruber Solo is in that movie. He's not.
Number one.
He died in episode 7.
Number one, that movie
no,
was...
shut up.
That movie,
shut up.
That movie was
shut
4
up.
Hours
shut
long.
Up.
Guess
shut
how...
Up.
Lip, guess
it
how many...
It was not 4 hours long.
Guess
it was 2.5.
Guess how many bathroom breaks I took.
4.
Three.
Because Lip knows me. Bitch.
Wow. I'm a bitch now.
You oh, yelling. You've been yelling. We've been fighting since the show started.
Shut up. I'll drop another F-bomb.
Lip, that's just going to piss off Philippius.
It pisses me off, too, because that means I got to stay longer because he has to edit, and I can't do my job until he's done editing.
Oh, that's right. All right, so Chris, how was Christmas?
Ooh, I did something crazy.
Ooh.
Did you go streaking?
No, even crazier
than that. Did you make $40 streaking?
No.
No, he's cheaper than that. He said 20, remember?
Oh, that's right.
It was 20.
It was Afterburn. I'm sorry, Afterburn.
No, actually, I did something really, really crazy. And that's where my book notes are coming. I was like, who wrote in my book? But it was the book notes from that Afterburn.
Book notes.
No, I did something crazy. God rest her soul.
Oh, no. What did you do with your mom?
I actually went and visited my mom on Christmas, and me and her got in a big fight because the week...
Wait, you got into a fight on Christmas?
No, we got in a fight on Christmas Eve. Because, okay, the story goes...
Jesus Christ.
Back on the week of Thanksgiving. So my mom, her birthday, my biological mother, and I'm going to pull the curtain back. Everyone doesn't know this. Me and my mom, my biological mother, don't have a really great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I love her, but, like, we just don't... Our relationship isn't that great. It's very... emotional and physically taxing to be around my mom.
It's tumultuous. And you know what? There are a lot of people that are out there that have that same exact scenario.
Yeah.
A lot of people are estranged from their birth parents.
Yeah. And I mean, I love my dad. I love my mom. And I will go to the end of the earth to help her out when I can. But like, she calls me only when she needs help. Like, she don't call me for any other reason but when she needs help.
And that's taxing.
And so I'm like...
That's taxing.
I'm like, you're the parent. Get a job. But she has a job. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know her life. But anyway, so her birthday is always the week of Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sucks.
It's the 24th of November. I know this because I love my mom. I know her birthday.
Anybody that's born after November, between November and January 15th, needs to be wiped off the planet.
Because their birthdays are too close to Christmas.
You need to stop having sex in...
March.
You see, you've done the math.
It's because my birthday... is when she was conceived.
Oh! So your baby got it with your baby came on some birthday sex level.
Yeah, she came off of that Jeremiah.
You know what happens when you get that birthday love? Put your head right here.
Ooh. All right. But so the week of Thanksgiving, she called me and said, "Hey, are you coming over for Thanksgiving?" I was like, "No.
Baby."
But I will come over the very next day, which was her birthday. I was like, "I'll come over for your birthday." She's like, "Cool, because I'm having a birthday party." I was like, "Cool, I'll be there." And then she's like, "Oh, and then we're going to have breakfast for Christmas. And are you going to be able to make that?" I was like, "Sure, I'll come over for breakfast on Christmas Day." And she's like, "Cool." So fast forward to Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. I get a phone call like, "Hey, are you coming over tonight?" I said, "No."
On Christmas Eve?
On Christmas Eve. Because my mom's Mexican.
Meccan.
And you know how Mexicans are. They do the Christmas Eve celebration where they
get drunk.
They have all the kids stay up all the way until midnight.
Get
and
drunk.
On Christmas Day, they open up all the presents.
Yeah.
Lip, is that what you guys do?
Used to.
Not
we
so
turn, much. We turn white now.
Oh, you do open in the morning?
Yes.
It's Lip, also black.
Lip, you know what to say just to make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
So, I had already made plans to go with my best friend and, like, my god kids.
Okay.
And so I told her, no, I already made these plans. For Christmas Eve night. And I said, no, I'll be there in the morning on Christmas Day. She's like, no one's even going to be here in the morning. I was like, you told me in the morning on the week of Thanksgiving. Like, what the heck are you switching up plans? And then waiting to the day of the switched up plans to tell me that you switched up the plans.
So she switched up the plans on that day that she switched up the plans to make it switched up, which would have switched you up and caused a problem.
Bro,
during
that's
the switch.
Exactly. Like, she switched up the switch. It was like the Parent Trap when she switched it up and then switched it back. And I was like, how you going to switch it back if you ain't going to backflap it?
She can't treat your life like a switch.
I know. Like, what I look like? On and off? On and off? Nah.
Yeah.
I'm on and on.
Flip
okay?
on, son. Flip off, son.
No. It's instant grits over here. All right?
Switch on. Switch off.
But anyways, she tried to guilt me in that night. Like,
beautiful.
My cousin, who I haven't seen in years, he was there. She called me. She was like, hey, are you still coming? I was like, no, I told you already. I'm not coming tonight. She was like, well, your brother's here. You haven't seen him in like 5 years. Because my older brother.
Is she Catholic? Is your mother Catholic?
No.
Oh. Because I was going to say she's got that Catholic guilt. But yes, Jim Amato off of the Facebook says, Oscar's people. Oscar's not Mexican. And he would be really mad, Jim Amato, that you referred to him as Mexican. Oh.
But so she called me.
Oscar Santana.
She had my sister call me.
Oh, no. She's rallying people.
Then she had my cousin.
Up.
Then she called, had my cousin call me. My favorite cousin on her side. She had him call me like, hey, Primo, where you at, man? I'm over here, man. And you ain't here, man. I said, bro, I'll be there in the morning. You spend the night? He's like, yeah, I'm going to spend the night. I was like, cool. I'll see you in the morning. So that morning, I went over there, and then, like, everyone was still there. I'm like.
From the night before.
From the night before. They all got drunk and passed out. But I'm like, why are you getting mad? I didn't come on the night. We had a party in the morning.
Oscar. Meskin. I almost said Oscar's people. Jim, damn it. Meskin.
But I was like, man.
I'm going to get a
So I actually went
Oscar.
To visit my mom, and it's like the first Christmas I spent with her in, like, 2 years.
Was there anything good that happened out of it? Other than just being there, or was that the good?
Oh, no, I got
there?
A bunch of presents from her.
That's not what I was looking for. You shallow son of a sexy
No, she got me. She got me some pants that actually fit this year. Last year, she dropped my presents off, and she got me pants that were like four sizes too big. And I was like, woman, what the hell do you think I am, Corey Blaze?
That was my gift.
You think you need to go like 17.
Oh, that's like 20.
Damn it, you're supposed to be my best friend.
But
no,
sure,
no.
Make sure they're white grade. You know
she was. She wasn't as over the top Christmas morning as she was Christmas Eve because she was really mad that like apparently she cried that I didn't show up and I feel bad about that. But at the same time, like she told me Christmas morning, so I planned for Christmas morning.
Right.
Like you tell me to be somewhere at a certain time, I let you know, and like I will be there.
Yeah, you'll be late, but you'll be there.
Exactly. I'm always late.
Modern Martha.
You gotta do what you did
to
Little D, where he used to think the show started at. 7.
Nah, you can't do that to me because I know that trick.
He knows the trick. Mata Martha off the Twitter says, I got drunk on Christmas Day on Mill Avenue and got lit with four drinks, fell off my ass and injured myself while laughing. Mata Martha, we are wrapping you in bubble wrap. That's ridiculous.
That's actually my insurance plan.
Stop drinking, Mata Martha.
That's how I protect my car. It's just wrapped in bubble wrap now.
Well, the Christmas at everybody knows that I talked about the
Casa de Blaze
drama with Mama Blaze and Miss Margie. Mm. So we know, to recap very quickly, Mama Blaze did not go to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes. There was, I swear, the Fatnatics.
Yeah!
They were split right down the middle with they see how Mama Blaze felt and they see how I felt. Well, Christmas came, and I had told you I was wondering how Christmas was going to play out. What will Mama Blaze be there? Of course, she had to be there. And will Miss Margie be there? Or will there be any dissertation or whatever? Mama Blaze shows up and was there in person, live, giddy and happy and gay, as she should be for Christmas. Dad shows up.
Okay.
Walks in, holding a video camera the entire Christmas. A little $40 video camera that he bought that was recorded to a card where he has no idea how to get the footage off of the camera. And then he wanted to ask me, well, son, how do I get all these videos off here so I can show my friends? I said, Dad, none of your friends are going to be able to see that because I'm not explaining to you how to do this. You don't have a card reader. You don't have a computer that has more than 58 megabytes of memory in it. So I'm not going to go through this with you. Go with God. Sit down, old man.
Snap a doodles.
Door opens up. Little sister walks in. Mom walks in shortly behind her. I was playing family. Of course, AJ was there, and his mother was there as well. She showed me up for Christmas, by the way. And
wait, hold up. What do you mean she showed you up?
She showed me up for Christmas. She got AJ the better present.
What?
Oh, I thought she was.
Hold up. Hold the Miss Margie drama real quick. What did she get him? What did you get him?
My baby's mama.
No, I want to know your gift first.
Money. Because he wanted so many different things, I couldn't decide on what to get him.
Okay.
So I fattened his pocket. Okay. His mother, you won't even guess what she got him. You won't come within 5 inches of what she got him for Christmas. And not only did she get it for Christmas, he took my gift, put it on the floor, and celebrated with the gift his mother gave him.
It was a signed jersey.
How the hell did you know that? Oh, you follow him on Snapchat.
You told me.
So he couldn't take the Radio 101 and build it up a little bit. He wanted to go right.
I forgot whose jersey it was, though, and what team it was.
A signed Kaepernick jersey.
Oh, wait. She got a signed Colin Kaepernick jersey for him?
She got a signed Colin Kaepernick jersey.
I don't even like the 49ers, and I would take that over money.
She has some friends that are NFL connections.
Okay.
And got him a signed Kaepernick jersey.
Stripper friends. I wonder what she had to do.
She paid for it, you asshat.
I know she paid for it.
A signed Kaepernick jersey. Form? There isn't a dead president printed on cotton that could overdo a signed Kaepernick jersey. Now, there's no competition when it comes to buying the boy gifts. But there is. But there isn't. I'm the big dog. I'm supposed to give him the best gifts. All of his life, I've given him the best gifts.
But now that she got some money flow.
Now she got buckets. She shows out. Now, check this out. Now, I'm playing it up a little bit. I knew what she had got him for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you know what? I honestly took the back seat and let her take the spotlight.
Very big of you.
It was very big of me.
Very big of
you. Even though I didn't like it. Took him on a shopping spree. I told him, no, we're not buying shoes from Burlington. And he went and asked his mom, and she bought them. I'm like, you know what? This family thing ain't like it looked on the brochures.
Wow. I thought y'all supposed to be a cohesive unit.
I told him we're not going to buy shoes from Burlington. We'll go to the Nike store. We'll go to the Anthem outlets and get shoes, which is what we normally do. But he wanted those shoes, and she bought them. And the same amount of money that we spent on those little Burlington shoes, we could have bought a brand new pair of Nikes from the outlet store.
Yeah, because they're cheaper up there.
And they would have been a better quality.
Yeah, because they're Nike, not Burlington. Burlington is the new Payless.
Dude, I was in Burlington just the other day. Anybody that follows me on Snapchat, Burlington is definitely the new Pick and Save.
Draws everywhere?
You know what?
They are the new Savers.
Now, I'm not even going to lie. The shirt that I'm wearing tonight is actually from Burlington.
That's why it looks so shoddy.
It's still a great store for big people. I hate you so much. do you want to ask Lip how his time off was again?
Shut up.
Here's the thing. So his mom showed me up for Christmas. It was fine. Actually, in all seriousness, it was great. I love the fact that she had the moment, because there have been many Christmases where she hasn't been able to shine.
Yeah.
So dad shows up to Christmas. Mom shows up to Christmas. Miss Margie, M.I.A.
Oh, snap.
Miss Margie did not show for Christmas at the Blaze Casa this year.
Oh.
She had a mysterious stomach bug.
Oh, she had to be.
So instead of Miss Margie showing up,
the baby goodbye,
my dad digs up my little stepbrother, Derek, who I have not seen in probably 3 years.
Because your dad couldn't go stag.
I don't know what. He pops in and out of our lives every 3 years, and he shows up with his new girlfriend and their six-week-old baby, which none of us were prepared for, but at least the food was good.
Because you cooked it.
I did. I did this bacon-wrapped turkey breast. I'm telling you boys right now.
Oh, is that the one? That's the one with the cranberry in it, right?
Nope, I didn't put cranberry in it.
Wow. Wow.
I did not put
I hate this. I hate you.
I put a cranberry drizzle on top as a topper, but cranberry
don't
in
talk
it.
To me no more.
Here is
no, I don't want to see a picture of it.
Here's a horrible picture of it, Lip. That look good?
Yeah, now I'm hungry.
Let's see.
No, I don't want to see that.
I'm showing it everybody on the. It's a hard picture, but it was, and these pictures were not taken by me. They were taken by my little sister.
I switched the camera shot to you. I'm not gonna look.
So no miss.
Are we good off of it?
Yeah. Cool. No miss Margie. Mysterious brother who was all up in my house, and I'm not lying to you. I haven't seen him in so long. Before he left, I patted him down and his girlfriend.
Wow. Did you pat the baby's diaper?
I did pat the baby's diaper.
You better bag.
Always gotta pat the baby diaper.
I forgot about the diaper bag.
Oh, that's probably all.
Wow,
baby.
You didn't do the diaper bag.
That's where everything goes, is in the diaper bag, right?
Rubber baby bumper buggy.
Rubber baby buggy bumper. All right, on the other bumper side of this buggy. Break, ladies and gentlemen, it is the first edition of Trailer Talk on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Hey, Rob.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at FatGuyRadioShow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Are you someone that shows up at a party and just eats the food, uses the bathroom, and then leaves?
Yes.
Or are you that generous person that graciously brings a gift to the host of the party?
No.
If you're a taker, then you're listening to this internet radio show and you're not a subscriber to our bonus show, Afterburn.
No.
Afterburn is our monthly additional show with no rules, no commercials, uncensored, and sometimes just downright cruel. It's the equivalent of a fat Howard Stern. Who wrote
wow.
this? No limits, just hot, sweaty guy talk, and you'll never hear on the free show. So stop eating our food for free and flushing our toilets, running up our water bill, and subscribe to the bonus show at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. $3 a month for a little extra us is just what your life needs. Subscribe today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn, you silly taker.
Who writes these things?
Turn wrote that one.
Oh, my gosh. We need a new turn.
I was excited to read that one today.
I bet you were.
You silly taker. All right, so
Christmas, y'all felt the animal.
During the commercial break, before we get into trailer talk, we realized that we did not. What we realized is that we have a TMOS luminary in Ben McDaniels.
Mm.
And Ben McDaniels is also responsible for the Jim Amato.
Jim Amato.
Jingle that we play for Jim Amato. And Ben is one of the TMOS P1 listeners. Now, you're probably asking yourself, why is Corey stopping the show to recognize? Because TMOS is the show that I look up to, the show that we're patterned after.
Yeah.
And I study every move and every syllable of Mike O'Mara. And he has been a big, huge influence on my radio career, as well as Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. And Philippius has taken all of his cues from Ponyboy. They both systematically ruin each show that they're a part of. So
because Lip totally does that.
Lip does. So, Ben, welcome. I had no idea that...
why you stayed in the closet so long?
What?
Right?
What?
What the heck?
Why is he staying in the closet so long? Why did he barely come out?
Okay, so he was in the Fat Guy Radio Show closet? Is that
probably
what you're...
He said that
You could have phrased the joke a little better.
Why are you in the closet so long?
Yeah, like, hey, why are you in the closet so long? You want to touch this? I mean,
Well, he said that
I got candy.
Seen it live for the first time.
This is his first live.
This is his first time live, but I...
Maybe because we were on at a time that was past his bedtime.
Booyah! 7 o'clock works, bitches!
Boom.
New listeners.
Lawyered.
Lawyered. You got Marsha Clark.
Oh. Boom.
You young people don't know who Marsha Clark is.
Nope.
Lip, any idea? Detail?
Betty White is the furthest I could go back.
Betty White is further than Marsha Clark.
I was thinking more of
she's still alive. That's
Matt
the thing.
Marsha Clark was one of the attorneys that became famous during the O.J. Simpson trial.
Your mom became famous. O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, she was the one that.
The only one I know. The only O.J. Simpson trial.
Let me guess.
No, don't guess, because I know two. You jerk face.
Okay.
Robert Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Booyah! Because that's one of them.
Of course.
And Johnny Cochran, because if the glove does not fit, mother lover, you must mother loving it quit.
For Rob Kardashian, for Johnny Cochran. Because the only reason why you know Rob Kardashian is because of his offspring.
No, I know Rob Kardashian because of his offspring, but every time they reference Rob Kardashian is because he was best friends with O.J. Simpson. That's why there's a whole conspiracy that O.J. might be the fat Khloe Kardashian.
The big Amazon woman?
Exactly.
Daddy?
Might be her daddy, because her butt is real. What? What?
Dude, will we even have the train wreck that is the Kardashians if the dad was still alive?
No.
We would be ridden of this
because
Rob was still alive. Because he was a sensible man.
And he was strict as hell.
He wouldn't have let them put all that Botox and stuff all
over. He wouldn't have let her date Reggie. That's the only reason she got famous, because of that Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
Reggie saw her bush, and so did half of the world.
But Ray J hit it first. Here's the thing.
That's true.
Ben,
it was my bad. I got it wrong.
So, Mr. McDonald, Mr. McDaniels, we are
great last name.
Indeed, happy.
Yes,
for you to be streaming us live, and I'm sorry this had to be the show you tripped on. All right, so ladies and gentlemen,
for sure of the year. Right?
Hold on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The segment that is sweeping the nation, Lip.
Yep.
It's trailer talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for trailer talk.
We review the trailers because the trailers are free.
What happened?
Nothing. Just keep going.
Today's featured trailer is The Commuter. Starring Liam Neeson and Vera Farmiga. How do you say that?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Ferragamo.
Ferragamo. Insurance salesman Michael is on his daily commute home, which quickly becomes anything but routine. After being contacted by a mysterious stranger, Michael is forced to uncover the identity of a hidden passenger on the train before the last stop. As he works against the clock to solve the puzzle, he realizes a deadly plan is unfolding, and he is unwittingly caught in a criminal conspiracy that carries life and death stakes for everyone on the plane. Directed by Jami Colette Ciara, in theaters January 12th. Hooked on Phonics works for me.
There you go.
Lip. What was your take? What was your take on
five words?
The commuter
looked okay. I'll probably see it, and of course it's action, so I'll probably see it for sure.
That was way more than 5 words.
That was like 28, 27, 23.
Dyslexic, sorry.
Dyslexic has nothing to do with the fact that you can't count,
Corey. Because I have a real strong review about this, and I want to hear your take first before I give my review.
When the hell did he start driving?
I don't know.
Strong review on this.
Okay. This is an I will adhere to your reflow of the flow.
Okay. Cool.
This is another Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does nothing else but be Liam Neeson.
Exactly.
He is going to shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to find somebody. He's going to rescue somebody out of smoke, and something is going to explode and the movie will be over. The only reason why I picked this trailer is because that lady, Vera Farmiga, is Norma Bates.
Oh, that is. I was wondering where I've seen her from.
That's Norma Bates. And I also caught up on The Good Doctor. That stars the guy that played Norman Bates on ABC. And that's the only reason why this is here. But this is Liam Neeson at his Liam Neeson-ness. He can do nothing more. Liam Neeson has now put himself in the category of Denzel Washington. Plays one character all the time, has no variance in his ability. If they put Liam Neeson in a comedy, it would be funny because he wouldn't be able to do it. So I have no intentions on going to see this because I've already seen Trains Crash. And I've already saw Speed.
All right. Yeah. So I do want to see this movie because looking at the trailer, I can't wait to see Qui-Gon Jinn use his certain special set of skills to take back his wolf that Vera stole from him.
He got more special skills that no one knows that he's going to do.
I have a certain special skills.
He probably says some special skills somewhere in this movie.
I'm going to use it to kick back I'm going to get my wolf back with my lightsaber. He's going to culminate this movie with all of his roles in one. And on your Denzel thing, Denzel plays a plethora of different characters. Granted, he does play a lot of action characters, and the same action character he plays are all the same. I'll give you that. His action movies are all the same. But Fences, he wasn't an action guy in Fences. He was a coach in Remember the Titans. Come on now. But everything else goes back to Ricochet. I give you that.
Yeah, Denzel Washington plays one level. He has one level.
No, he has three.
He has one level.
Yeah, he has lovable father. He has a football guy. Gotta get in the shot. Football guy. And then he got Ricochet cop. And that's all his action is always. He always plays a cop. And have you ever noticed he always dates light-skinned women?
Liam Neeson, The Commuter.
Don't go see it. Queen Latifah ain't fat no more.
Jesus Christ. He interrupted the flow to get that, to give us all Taken references.
It was not Taken.
It's Liam Neeson. It's Taken Part 2.
My references were Taken, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, where he played Qui-Gon Jinn, a Jedi.
No one knew that but you.
Yes, you don't know because you don't know Star Wars because you're an uncultured mother lover. All right?
I know that.
I'm going to slip up another. Keep your finger on the post because you got to know when you got to write these down now because I'm ready to drop an
F-bomb. Don't cuss again because if you do, then Jake has something to talk about on Facebook.
F Jake!
He ain't said nothing. He ain't said nothing else. But as soon as we make a mistake, his little ass want to comment.
Because Jake is what we call a poser. All right? Poses.
Liam Neeson, Commuter.
I give it four graybacks.
Four graybacks. Lip, how many milk-giving monsters on the side of the mountain do you give it? Three. I give it no mountain monsters. I have no intention on going to see it. I've seen Liam Neeson.
No, you haven't.
I've seen.
You haven't seen him like this.
He's the same in everything.
It's different. It's different because this whole what they didn't tell you in the previews, he's blind.
He's gonna talk like this.
He's blind.
Everything
he says. He's a blind florist.
Everything he says is gonna be.
Who used to work for the CIA?
Gonna be over intense and overplayed, because he's Liam Neeson, and this is his one track ability to act. This is all we're gonna get from him. Nothing else.
At least he's better than Hayden Christensen.
Nothing else. Nothing more. And he's gonna find out what's going on in the commuter train.
I hate this guy.
And he's going. And the movie will be over.
Hey, you know that text I sent you guys earlier?
Yeah.
He just made it true.
That is Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, let's take a quick step back here. And on the other side of this break, it's the return of Bitch of the Year.
Ooh.
2018. Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. And, yeah, we'll do that when we get back. I thought I saw something up. Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Will's falling off at the end. Life, that's what I'm told. But everything at all just feels the
same. At my high school, it felt more to me. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stop smoking. Are you a smoker like I was? Are you spending over 200 bills a month on those stinky tar-laden cigarettes? Are your fingertips yellow from all the butt smashing? Make the switch I made and get your hands on an e-cig from Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, through the banner on FatGuyRadioShell.com, makes it easy for you to switch. I did it and I'm better for it. Now check this out. My coworker on my numbers job, she's not a smoker, but her mother is. And for Christmas, she grabbed her mother the Triton Tank 2 system. And because she didn't know what type of e-liquid flavor her mother would like, she ordered Halo Cigs' sampler packet. It gives you a sample of all different varieties of e-liquid. And she did it all through the Halo Cigs banner on Fat Guy Radio Show. .com. Stop smoking is one of the top five New Year's resolutions made every year by smokers, and they fail within the first 3 days. Increase your chances with an American-made e-cig from Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to them, DT.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, welcome back to the Shoddy Woddy Woddy. All right, it is time for the second segment that is sweeping the nation. We really got to come up with something else because I could never remember.
There's only one segment that ever sweeps the nation.
What segment does sweep the nation?
That's what the hell is Corey tweeting with DT. That's like summa.
It's time for Bitch of the Year. This week's Bitch of the Year nominee, our first in 2018, is Donna Byrne, 53, of Polk County, Florida. Having a drinking problem can result in custody suits, But for Donna Burney, her drinking problem has caused a custody issue with her horse.
What?
In November of 2017, Donna was arrested for driving under the influence on a Polk County, Florida highway. Her blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. She was arrested, booked, and charged with disorderly intoxication, culpable negligence, and animal endangerment. Oh, yeah, because she was driving her horse.
Wow.
Now, a Florida judge wants the horse to stay in custody of the sheriff's office until Donna completes treatment for alcohol addiction. Donna's attorney has appealed the judge's decision, and the custody case returns to the Florida courts January 11th.
Wow.
All over a horse.
That is hilarious.
That is your Bitch of the Year nominee. And remember, you can vote for all of your bitches by going to FatGuyRadioShow.com/bitch.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Yo, we just got the greatest piece of advice for you, Corey.
For me?
Off the Facebook.
Off of the Facebook?
From Ben McDaniels.
Ben McDaniels. Does this deserve a timpani?
Yes. Yes, it does.
A long one or a short one? A detailed one or a quick one?
Hold on. Let me go ahead and give you the sentence, and then there's a small part of the thing. We'll do a short timpani, and I'll reveal the last part.
All right, you tell me when to hit the timpani.
Off the Facebook, Ben McDaniel says, since you vape and you're a former smoker, you should change your name to, short timpani, Core E-Blaze.
Oh!
Right? Right? That was nice, right?
That's creative right there.
Why have we never thought of that?
Because we're not as smart as Ben McDaniels.
McDaniels!
What the hell was that?
I was trying to cut my throat.
Were you choking up a Ben Daniels? Sometimes I just watch him because it entertains me. So my garage broke.
Your garage broke.
My garage broke. I went to shoot a Phoenix Suns game, and my son was home by himself.
You went to shoot a Phoenix Sun? What is wrong with Corey?
Okay.
A pitcher, you know, shoot.
I know this pitcher. Is really quick. This 30-second sports.
Okay.
Devin Booker, they are playing him up to become one of the best things that have ever happened to Phoenix. But haven't we seen this before? We saw what they did with Steve Nash. We saw what they did with Stoudemire. We are building Booker up to be big and huge. And I'm telling you right now, we're gonna end up losing him because we're building him up, but we're not building everybody up around him. He's not going to have a team that's going to be able to support his level of play.
Okay. First of all, we did not do the same thing to Steve Nash.
Okay.
You're mistaken. Steve Nash was actually traded to the Mavericks and then came back in a short period of time. So he built his name in Dallas and then came back to us. We drafted him. So that's a bad comparison. Amari Stoudemire, yes, we built him up and then we let his knees get really weak and then gave him away when he had nothing left in the tank. So we actually rode him till the wheels fell off. So,
but we never built anybody up around. What I'm concerned.
Actually, no,
is
we
that
have.
Devin Booker is going to get so good that he's not going to have the supporting players.
So with Nash and Stoudemire, you're saying we never built anyone around.
And we're talking Phoenix Suns.
We got great talent around Stoudemire and Nash. We had them two at the same time.
Why didn't we win anything then?
What are you talking about? We won like three Western Conference. We went to a couple of Western Conference Finals. We didn't go to the championship because people can't box out, and we lost on last minute shots. But we went to like seven game series.
So how do you feel about Devin Booker being built up to be our new star?
He's the new star, and like I think it's well deserved because he is producing.
He is an amazing player.
But I do agree with you with that we're not bringing in a lot of big name talent. We're not. But what I do like and what I am seeing is the games that we are losing, we are like with the exception of last night, but in the recent, like if you look back in the past 20 games, most of the losses are within 10 points. And to me, that's not a blowout. That is a very young team who's been young for the past 2 years, who's actually growing and actually competing. They're not getting blown out how they were in the beginning of the season. Yes, we're still under 500, but we are putting up numbers that are comparable to be in that conversation. This is a very young team. The average age on the team is between 23 and 19.
My fear comes from the fact that I don't trust our front office.
I don't trust the front office either.
I don't trust that we are going to cultivate Devin Booker in a way that will make him want to be a part of the Phoenix Suns and want to stay and want to build the team up around him, because I think that every time we try to take a step towards becoming a championship caliber team, I feel like the front office steps on it. And that's all I'll say about it.
And all I got to say is we've had him for, what, 3 seasons?
Yeah.
He said he wants to be here. He's seen the coaches' changes. Jay Chirino, our new coach, is actually doing a great job of trying to buy these kids in. These kids, because they are kids.
They are babies.
In to his system. And he hasn't even had a full season with them yet. He's only been taking over for after the first 3 games.
Yeah.
So, and he's working off of what Earl Watson already put into place. So he hasn't had a full offseason with them, with his coaching style. So I want to see what they do with Jay does. He when he took over, he went 4 in a row. Once he took over, and he's won 17 games so far. All right.
I still think all of my fears stem from the front office, because Jay can be great. I thought that we've had some great coaches come through. I thought we've had some great players come through, but it just seems like our front office is where the disconnect is. And I'm saying that from a fan's point of view. I know I am a contractor for them, but I just fear that we're going to have this amazing person in Devin Booker, and we're not going to be able to keep him around.
And my question to you is, what has the front office done that is giving you this fear? Like in this past season,
I think it's more of what they haven't done.
And what haven't they done? What haven't they done for you?
I don't think that they have backed our coaches. I don't think that they have allowed the time needed for the team to come together without fracturing them off in the offseason and sending players here and sending players there. We redraft or we pull back old players where their knees are half gone. Jared Dudley, Tyson Chandler. There was no reason for those people to come back when we lost two players that were in their early 20s. I think that those are some of the bad moves that our front office makes, which puts me in the mind of fear when it comes to Devin Booker's success and his longevity.
And if you really look close to the game, Jared Dudley and Tyson Chandler weren't pulled back for their on-court specialties. Even though Tyson Chandler is producing, even at an older age, his rebounding skills is still up there. He's banging with the best of them.
Yeah, offensively, lost everybody.
I don't care. offensively, maybe not so. But what I can say for this is they were brought back for veteran leadership because we have such a young team. I love the fact that they kept Chris Bender and they went for Jackson and Booker. They're keeping a nucleus of players who can grow together. I think they're going in the right direction.
I hope so.
We just got to give them more time.
I know, but I've seen this before where we've gone in the right direction and we've veered off.
But we've never gone this young and let them stay together.
We got younger people. They got rid of Bledsoe.
We got rid of the Morris twins. We got rid of Cancers. That's what we were getting rid of. We got rid of the negativity of Dragic. We got rid of IT because I don't know why we got rid of him. That was just dumb. Yeah. But they're trying to build. They want a cohesiveness, and I think they're getting it with this group.
I'm fearful, and I'm tired of hearing the Phoenix Suns rebuilding, 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 rebuilding. I want something built. I'm a longstanding
Rome
fan.
wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, but it crumbled in a year. All right, so let's just hope for it. And I just reminded myself not to talk sports with you. All right, so my garage door broke.
Your garage door broke.
No, my garage door, I went to shoot the Phoenix Suns game.
Okay.
And my son was home, and he was upstairs in his room. He was home by himself. Mm-hmm. And he just heard the garage door open, and he's like, there is no way that I'm back, because he's watching me on TV. So he's like, how is you back in the garage when you're on my television right now? Yeah. There's no way. So the garage door, my garage door somehow short-circuited. I didn't know that garage door sensors or garage, the wall panel short-circuited. So I had, so I researched because I wanted to get it fixed because I was doing the old ghetto manual up and down to get in and out of the garage for a day. So I researched and found out that Lowe's department store or home improvement store carries the LiftMaster product line of for my garage. And so I went to my local Lowe's. They had three dusty pieces of garage door pieces there, and none of them were LiftMaster. While I was in the Lowe's store, I opened up my Amazon app through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, ordered the door replacement. It came the next day by 8 o'clock. I put it in. I installed it, two wires, lip, screwed it to the wall, didn't kill nobody, didn't electrocute myself. I saved the day. And then I didn't even realize that my locking mechanism had stopped working because the wall panel was starting to go out. I fixed it myself. Now when it goes up, it makes a big bumpy noise, and I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, well,
I was almost good, though.
Well, I need you to do that for me because, remember, I had that same story because, remember, I asked you, like, hey, does the wall thing go have a battery? But
it doesn't.
It's self-corrected. It stopped going. It had cut off. It's back on now. I don't know.
My garage door... Because I'm, you know, my garage door has a diagnose button on it where you hit the diagnose button and then it in about 3 seconds, three minutes, it blinks to tell you what's wrong with it. That's how I know it was my wall panel.
Okay, I'm going to have to check mine because I have the same exact wall panel as you.
You have the middle of the garage mount. I have the side jack mount because my house is older. But if it's the same thing, yeah, it has a yellow button and a gray button. The yellow button is your diagnosis button. Then you get the manual.
Wait, so we're talking about on the motor or are we talking about
on the actual motor?
Wall? Okay.
The motor tells you what's wrong because the motor is the hub of everything.
Okay.
Your wall panel communicates to that, but the wall panel is very powerful within itself because without the wall panel, none of your locks will work, none of your sensors will work, none of your remotes will work.
See, because my wall panel went off, but my remote still worked, and so did the outside keypad.
That's weird.
It was just the actual wall panel that, like, the light in there wasn't motion center anymore because the wall panel didn't work.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. After the show, come by the house, rip your shirt off, and I'll show you what I did. Okay, all right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you. Happy New Year to everybody. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Echo. Get your hands on Amazon's most innovative product of the year. Click the special Amazon Echo banner on fatguyradioshow.com and do all your Amazon shopping through our Amazon portal. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We do love surprises. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Good night.
I hate you. And our associate producer, Daniel McTaylor.
Sutton.
I'm Corey McBlaze, reminding everybody, skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you, what's it all about, simply reply, hey, how's your time off? They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello! Bye-bye.